Hello, Captain Moore. I have some questions for you on whaling and shipping.
Morning, Jim. Fire away.
All right. Did you go on any whaling expeditions?
No, that's way, way before my time, and I doubt if there's anybody alive today in America that actually did that. Everything about whaling you're going to have to find out in a book. History book.
Okay. What did you ship in and out of Hollowell?
In shipping in and out of Hollowell, mostly oil, petroleum products, and we also shipped oil and products into Gardner, and this, into Hollowell. Prior to that, Hollowell was a very busy river port. I'm showing you here the lower southern part of Hollowell. This is what's called Milliken Sawmill, all around here. And these are the size ships that came up, and see that all the logs in here being ready to go into the lumber mill. So that was, but most of that piloting was also in Farmingdale, where the Foggy Bottom Marina is. There was a big plant there that they took chicken feed in there from North Carolina and from Toledo, Ohio, belonged to the Lippmann Poultry Company. Then into Gardner, they had a Shell oil plant, and they had oil products come in there, and the coal. And also in Hollowell had two huge bulk oil plants, one owned by Exxon and another one owned by Mobil. It used to be called Saucony Vacuum. They're the ones that built the dock up there. They shipped their first load of oil into this bulk plant in 1930.
Okay. Did you work for a company?
Yes. When I was piloting on the river, I started on my own. I was my own boss, and I would the ships belonged to different companies, and at the end of a piloting run up from. I used to take the ships from pop them up to Hollowell, sometimes from Bath to Hollowell. No, I did not own the ships, but they were owned by different companies. But they were hauling petroleum products that belonged to what they call Mobil and also Exxon. I guess maybe you probably ought to know that what they call the Mobil plant, Saucony Vacuum, Mobil, same name. Same thing. They built a pipeline in 1948 from Portland, Maine, to Auburn, to Hollowell, underneath the river, and piped it all the way to Bangor. So after that, we did not haul any stuff into Mobil, but we did everything else after that date, 48. Everything went into the Exxon plant. Now, you guys probably don't remember. You all know where the Pine State Trading, the Dairy Queen on the Hollowell line. All those buildings in there at one time were all occupied by huge storage tanks. But that's all been gone now. It's the oil business stopped shipping. We stopped shipping oil on the Kennebec up to Hollowell and Gardner May 19th, 1966. That's the last trip we took down. Okay?
Did you own a captain's log?
Everybody, any captain of a ship has to have a log. Where you're going, or where you're coming from, and everything is in there detailing the whole trip. Yes, everybody, every ship, no matter how big, how small, has to have a log. A captain's log, they call it, yeah. When the captain, if the captain, he goes to bed at night, he leaves in the chart room. He leaves what is called night orders, that the second mate and the third mate that come on the bridge, that's the first thing they do is read the captain's orders. In other words, if the captain wants to be called at a certain time or when they get to a certain destination, they call the captain. So that's how that. Yes, every ship has to have a log.
How many crew members did you have on board?
It varied on the bigger ships. I said 10,000 ton, 500 feet long. Usual crew members were about 42. Then when we, after the war was over, they kept cutting down. So now the crews at that time, like the vessels that came up the Kennebec River to Hallowell, we had a crew of 12 people, 12 men. Now let me show you. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Now these tanks are all gone. This is Gardner, and there's a bridge here. It was a drawbridge. In other words, you had to be open to go through. So this vessel here. It's a tanker. It's just finished discharging at Gardner. So this is going to Hollow. And when I got this ship up to Hollow, my wife picked me up and took me down, and I'd take this ship and take it back to Bath. My wife would pick me up. So that's how it worked, just like that. So all right, go ahead. Yeah, okay. Well, let me show you one more picture. I want to show you how big a ship came to Hollow. 280 feet long. And the river was so narrow up to where they discharged the cargo that you had the you know where the new the new bulkhead is.
Mm-hmm.
We had to back this. It's 280 feet long, 44 feet wide. We had to back down here. And this is the south corner of the new bulkhead, and you had the deep water's deep in here. We couldn't turn at the dock because it was too narrow. So we had to back all the way down here and turn around. And this shows you're headed down. We're turned around now, headed downriver. See? This is Chelsea. So I just showed you the size of the vessels that come up here. And I guess that takes care of that question.
What skills do you need to become a captain?
I think that would take a... But actually, you have to have... This is the way it works. If you want to be a captain, you've got to get a third mate's license, all exams, second mate's license, then a chief mate's license. Then after you get a certain amount of time, you can be a captain. But to explain everything that we have to do, you have to learn navigation, you have to learn piloting, you have to learn how to store ships, how to load oil tankers, how to unload all these things. So anything to do with the ship, pretty much the captain has to know how to do it.
Well, thank you very much for giving us your time and answering our questions.
You're welcome. Thank you.